Emmanuel Adeniji sentenced for raping Alzheimer's patient in nursing home during lockdown. By Jack Montgomery on August 3, 2020. Nursing home worker Emmanuel Adeniji has been convicted of raping a 73-year-old Alzheimer's patient in her room during the coronavirus lockdown. 52-year-old Adeniji, of Royal Canal Court, Kilcock, County Kildare, described as a trained healthcare professional who has worked in healthcare for 15 years with no previous convictions by Irish public broadcaster Radio Talifies Aaron R.T.E., attacked the pensioner in her room at 3 a.m. on April 3. She was found in a distressed state the following day by staff. She told investigators she was always locked in because of the virus and that her attacker had assaulted her in silence and left her very sore. Adeniji was arrested 11 days later after the Gardaí Guards, Ireland's police force, analyzed CCTV. And while he initially denied culpability, he ultimately pleaded guilty in light of DNA evidence. Just as Paul McDermott described Adeniji's crime, with great understatement, as an egregious breach of trust by a qualified and experienced healthcare worker. McDermott added that the rape had had a devastating impact on the victim, who experienced depression, suicidal thoughts, nightmares and a lack of safety following attack, and that his lack of real remorse was to ordinary, decent people, simply grossly wrong. However, the judge ultimately handed down a relatively meager sentence of just 11 years, with the last year suspended. The victim's family said they could never forget how Adeniji had single-handedly destroyed our mom's life, with her daughter saying the situation was made much worse by the fact that the anti-coronavirus regulations meant they were unable to hug or otherwise physically comfort her following her ordeal. We always said we will dread the day she loses her memory, but now one day we hope she wakes up and doesn't remember, her daughter told the court. Emmanuel Adeniji has been described as a Nigerian by some online outlets, but public broadcasters such as RTE and the BBC make no reference to his nationality. Breitbart London has contacted The Guardian in an attempt to clarify his background. Breitbart London also contacted the Office of the Director of Public Prosecutions, DPP, which claimed it does not comment on individual cases, and the court, which claimed they do not keep a record on our database of nationality of any defendant, SIC. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.